Hallelujah and greetings in the name of Jesus to all you who hear this, or all of you who have been led by the Lord to hear this message today. I am reading today from John 10, and once again we notice from John 9, 8, 7 that the Jews are trying to catch Jesus. They're trying to catch him out with the law. I left an audio message the other day that related to the tablets of stone and the woman caught in adultery. Catch that if you missed that. But this comes after the healing of the blind man who'd been blind from birth in John 9, and you know, the various troubles that came there on for that man, you know, and for his family too, etc. And the Jews there and the Pharisees and scribes, they were so determined to catch Jesus out. And so I continue reading from John 23. And if you will please be before God, and we know that the Lord God will add his blessing to the reading of his word. So this is from John 10, verse 23. Hallelujah. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I shewed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, Ye are gods? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe not me, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand, and went away again beyond Jordan, into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle, but all things that John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there. Hallelujah. Today I want to ask you, are you like the Jews here who need to see this evidence, who want to catch Jesus out, who want to look into the word and try and find discrepancies or reasons not to believe, or who say, Father, all right, I'll believe you, God, if you do this, or I'll do that, or if you get me out of this situation, or if you give me that, then I'll believe you? What did John say about him? He said he was unfit to tie the sandals on his feet. And many believed him, it tells us there. And what does the Bible tell us about Jesus? Hallelujah. The promises of God that tell us that no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. And it also tells us that they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And it tells us, if us being evil now to give gifts to our children, how much more shall our Heavenly Father give good things to us that ask? He also says the Lord Jesus will supply all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It tells us as well that our Heavenly Father knoweth all that we have need of and tells us to seek us first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto us. And here we hear how Jesus is the good shepherd. And also in the Psalms it says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Is the Lord your shepherd today? Are you in want? Hallelujah. It tells us in John 15:7, if we abide in him and his words abide in us, then we ask whatever we will and it shall be done unto us. Hallelujah. But here in John 10, it tells us something very important, and it is the importance of Scripture. It says, if he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the Scripture cannot be broken. We know that in Psalm 119:89, it tells us, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Indeed, the Scripture cannot be broken. It exists eternally, forever. The word of the Lord endureth forever, it tells us, and not one jot and tittle shall be taken away. The Lord also tells us, as what they told of John, it says, but all things that John spake of this man was true. And we know here are some more things. It tells us that the desire of the righteous shall be granted, from Proverbs 10:24. And also to delight in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our heart from Psalm 37:4 and Mark 11:24. Hallelujah. And also he gives it freely and liberally, without condition, only that we may believe on he whom he has sent, as he told the Jews. It says, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. Hallelujah. And also it tells us in Romans 8:32, that he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And it says that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. In Matthew 18 and also in John 14 it says, if ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. Hallelujah. Yes, whatsoever, it says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, in John 14. And in John 15 it says, and ordain that whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in his name. Yes, today it is to look to and trust on the word of God in the Scripture that cannot be broken. It is to, not like the Jews in the passage before, to look for every single opportunity to go against the word of God, to believe not, to look for miracles left, right and centre when we have the miracle here, the preserved word of God. Hallelujah. From the inspired original received texts here, as I've read, that is the miracle. And if you want to see proof and evidence of Jesus, if you want to seek his face today, hallelujah, and be like the blind man I mentioned, look into the Scriptures, for there alone will you find Christ Jesus. Yes, and it tells us that he that believeth on me, of the Scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Jesus has been glorified, and the Holy Spirit has been given today to those who look to and trust on the finished work of Christ Jesus on the cross. Look to him today. Look in his Scriptures. Lean not on your own understanding, and have your eyes opened, on your ears unstopped. Hallelujah. And be not like the Jews in the stories that seek to stone Jesus. But believe on the word of God. Believe on the Lord Jesus today, and thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. Yes. Those things that John spake of this man were true. Christ Jesus is the Son of God, born of the Virgin, and he reigns eternal and victorious today. Hallelujah. This is James Glory, north of England, in the United Kingdom, blessing you today. May the Lord Jesus bless, shield, comfort and protect you. Hallelujah. It's hard not to rejoice when you're talking about the Word of God.